looking across the aisle. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Senate Democrats say they're making progress as they work with Republicans on new gun laws.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy is leading talks with Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas on new gun laws.
My fourth graders should not have had to go to school the day after Uvalde and had the conversations with his classmates that he did about where they would run, where they would hide if the same thing happened to them. Only in America do those conversations happen.
Murphy said Republicans seem sincere and that he's hopeful, even if they won't get everything they want. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said,
step one is to try to get a deal. As I've said repeatedly, I hope that'll be sooner rather than later.
But he said it's too soon to predict if there are 10 Republicans who will vote for legislation that hasn't even been proposed yet. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Actor Matthew McConaughey was born in Uvalde, Texas, the site of last month's mass shooting at an elementary school. He met with lawmakers and President Biden earlier today and called on them to reach an agreement. He spoke at the White House after the meeting.
These are reasonable, practical, tactical regulations to our nation, states, communities, schools, and homes. Responsible gun owners are fed up with the Second Amendment being abused and hijacked by some deranged individuals.
McConaughey said it seems we're in a window where real change is possible. They could have used a better word, that acknowledgement from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen when she and Fed Chair Jerome Powell called inflation transitory, and she says they are taking steps to stem it.
To dampen inflationary pressures without undermining the strength of the labor market, an appropriate budgetary stance is needed.
Yellen appeared before the Senate Finance Committee today. She says she remains hopeful that inflation will decline. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Sentencing for the man acquitted in the shooting death of a California woman in 2015.
32-year-old Kate Steinle was struck in the back by a bullet as she walked in San Francisco with her family in 2015. And while illegal immigrant Jose Inez Garcia Zarate was acquitted of murder, he remained jailed and was sentenced Monday to time served after pleading guilty to federal weapons charges. A judge ordering the 51-year-old Mexican national to leave the country after he's transported to Texas to face illegal immigration charges. He was previously deported from the U.S. five times. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An 18-year-old has been charged with two counts of manslaughter and driving under the influence after police in Lincoln, Nebraska say he was the driver of the vehicle that crashed and killed two women and injured 20 others. Kyvell Stark surrendered to police earlier today. The crash happened May 29th as a crowd was watching a classic car parade. Police say Stark was driving nearly 90 miles per hour when he collided with another car, killing its occupants and sending both cars into the crowd on the sidewalk. European Union regulators have ruled that chargers for electronics must all be the same.
It takes effect by fall of 2024 and means EU consumers will only need to use a common USB Type-C cable for small and medium-sized devices, including mobile phones, tablets, earbuds, and handheld game consoles. Laptop makers will have extra time to comply. Apple, which has been one of the main holdouts, complaining it would reduce innovation, is now reportedly testing iPhone models, which which meet those standards. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The Treasury Department is sending more than $500 million to Louisiana, New Hampshire, Virginia, and West Virginia to help expand broadband access. I'm Lee Silvasera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.